Hello, and welcome to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to listen to more naughty stories for free. Become a premium member and gain access to all previously released episodes, in addition to 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Hey, do you have a naughty story of your own? Tell your own stories and promote your links, or you can choose to stay anonymous. Either way, all walks of life are welcomed to join in on the fun. Now, are you ready to hear today's episode? Let's jump right into it then.
So I got a pretty fucked up story for all of you listeners out there. My name is Blake, and I live in Las Vegas. I'm a professional gambler, and I do all right for myself now. I grew up in Orange County, California. My parents were divorced before I was born. In fact, they were divorced before I was conceived. One lonely night when they went back to each other, that's when yours truly was created. So anyway, I grew up with my mom, and I saw my dad on weekends and holidays. He worked a lot, and my mom never had a job for more than a few months. I guess you can say my mom was the stereotypical trophy wife, and my dad was the stereotypical sugar daddy type. My mom dated guys randomly, few and far in between. And then when I was in high school, she started dating a guy named Trevor. He was around a lot, but they never moved in together. Trevor had 4 kids of his own, and I guess they just wanted to keep us separate. He was a cool guy. He partied a lot, and my mom always loved the party. I remember them taking trips to Las Vegas for the weekend, and Trevor would show me when he won big money. He taught me how to play poker, craps, and blackjack. We started playing for fun at the house, and then when I won, he would let me keep a few bucks. I got hooked. By the time I was a senior in high school, I would have regular poker games with my buddies. We all became obsessed with the game of poker and just gambling in general. Before I graduated high school, me and my buddies were betting on sports games with a local bookie. But then Trevor and my mom began fighting more and more often. I went to college in California, but I stayed at a dorm. When we turned 21, me and my buddies went to Vegas. We were all completely wasted, the majority of the time, but I ended up winning $27,000 that weekend. My buddies all won money too, probably about another $10,000 between them all. We all thought we were professionals, and that we couldn't lose. Once again, we were hooked. We all ended up graduating, but my friend's luck ran out. They all began losing and losing and losing. Of course I lost some too, but I always managed to dig myself out of the hole. By the time I was 24, I was going to Vegas, for months at a time, and making some really good money. And I called my buddies to come party with me for a weekend, and I remember spending $20,000 on one night. All for us to party, get into clubs, and enjoy ourselves at the best strip clubs. I don't remember much from that weekend, but I remember having a great time. I was partying a lot in Vegas, and having some amazing sexual experiences. I had sex with strippers, porn stars, models, and I couldn't even get laid in high school. I was living a dream. I remember having my first threesome with 2 stunningly beautiful women. I woke up the next day, unable to wipe the smile off my face. Only to find myself with 3 girls the next night. Maybe they weren't quite as beautiful, but they were sexy enough for me. It almost got to the point that I was jaded from all of the sex, all of the money, and all of the non-stop excitement. One day, I woke up around noon, nauseous from the insane amount of alcohol I drank the night before. I managed to get out of my bed, leave my luxurious hotel room, and lounge out by the pool. There's nothing more enjoyable than a relaxing nap by the pool, in the Vegas sun, with a full bank account. I got a call from my mom, so I called her back. Her birthday was coming up, and Trevor went to New York without her. He wasn't coming back to celebrate her birthday with her, and she was upset and pissed off about it. I felt bad for my mom, so I invited her to Vegas to celebrate with me. I told her I would pay for everything, it would be my treat. She seemed excited about it, since she hadn't been to Vegas in a while. I think she was excited to also make Trevor jealous that she was in Vegas without him. Anyway, I thought it would be nice to spoil my mom for once, especially since she's going through a hard time. I haven't seen my mom in probably a few months, and I know she was excited to come see me. So the first day, I picked her up from the airport, we went back to the hotel, and I got her settled in her own room. She got showered and dressed, and we went for lunch, then we did some gambling. My mom likes to play roulette, so we played for a few hours, drinking and winning. Then we went to my room, and she was amazed at my suite. There was an extra bedroom, but I didn't think my mom would want to shack up with me. That's why I got her her own room. She jokingly told me she wants to switch rooms with me, at least I thought it was a joke. So now it's probably like 5 or 6 o'clock and we were up a few hundred dollars. We walked over to the Venetian and had a nice Italian dinner. My mom loves wine, so I ordered a couple bottles of her favorite Cabernet. After dinner, she was getting tired, so we went back to the hotel. I always stay at the Wynn. As we were walking past the roulette tables, my mom wanted to play some more. This time she kept losing, but we got a few free drinks out of it. My mom went to her room, and I went to mine. I changed my shirt, planning to go down to the blackjack tables for a few hours. My mom called me and asked if I would mind if she stayed in my suite with me. I told her about my plans to go play blackjack, and I told her that I don't mind. She rushed over to my room, so I could let her in before I left. She was still wearing her dress from that day, and she had her bags with her. I let her in and showed her the spare room. It was only a full-size bed, where I had a king-size bed in the master bedroom. I went down to the casino floor and found my favorite blackjack table. After I won $2,000, I went to the craps table. I was there for at least an hour, maybe 2 hours. I was up big and then lost it all. I was still up the $2,000 from blackjack, so I went to go play some low-stakes poker. I played until 4 a.m. and won another grand. With a few $1,000 chips in my pocket, I called it a night and went back up to my room. As I made my way back up to my suite, the joys of gambling must have clouded my memory, because I had forgotten all about my mom and her staying in my room. So as I walked into my master suite, I saw my mom laying in my bed. Tired and now frustrated, I rolled my eyes as I aggressively whispered, "Mom. Mom. Are you awake?" I was hoping she made an honest mistake, and I could sleep in my comfortable bed. My mom is 5 feet 4 inches, thin, and she works out. She's always had abs, and a tight-fit body. I'm also pretty fit, even though I don't really hit the gym, but I'm 6 feet 3 inches, I'm a big guy, I need the big bed. Without opening her eyes, she kind of smirked and whispered that she's sleeping. I rolled my eyes again as I headed to the spare bedroom and the small bed. Since this is a naughty story, and it will get naughtier, I feel like I have to mention the fact that, as my mom laid in my bed, a bed that I had some wild sex in, and recently jerked off in, several times, the sheets were covering her completely, except for her leg. Her leg peeked out of the sheets, exposing the tan skin on her leg, thigh, and ass. That's right. Her one ass cheek was on full display. I couldn't tell if she was sleeping but ass naked, or if she was sleeping in a G-string or thong. My only focus was sleep. But it was a surprisingly pleasant surprise. I never thought about my mom in a sexual way until that moment. In the dark and with the fog of drowsiness, it was, objectively, a nice ass. I went to the spare bedroom, jerked off, and passed the fuck out. I woke up around noon to a knock on the door. Then I heard my mom getting room service delivered. I was starving, so I was happy. It was perfect timing, to be honest. My mom walked into my room, now wearing some pajama shorts and a tank top. I ordered food. "Are you hungry?" she asked. I told her that it's on my tab, and thanks for ordering. She was trying to make up for stealing the big, comfortable bed. But I wasn't having it. We ate, and I felt like a million bucks. The second day was my mom's birthday, and she wanted to go to a pool party. I wasn't much for day drinking, it usually meant I wasn't going to be gambling that night. But she insisted on going, so we got ready and headed out. My mom was turning heads, to say the least. If you only saw her body, you would think she's a hot 25-year-old. I caught myself looking a few times. If you saw her face, you would think she's 35, and she was actually turning 55. Honestly, I never felt attracted to my mom, but I always knew she was beautiful. And I was more proud than ashamed of her being a hot mom. And after her tough life, she still looks good, and she deserves to embrace the attention she was getting. So I decided to have a good time, roll with the punches, and let her enjoy her birthday. Her bikini was tiny. It was black, showing a lot of cleavage, and showing off her cheeks. But she wore a cover-up, most of the time, so it wasn't all in my face, mostly. After we got to the pool, had a few drinks, and cooled off a little, I started to feel good. It was hot as fuck that day. The pool was packed, the music was bumping, and I was buzzing off some beers. I had introduced my mom to some of my friends. They all loved her, and the girls all wanted to take shots with her and selfies with her. My mom flirted with everyone, even my boys, but they were all respectful. Then my mom met some people in their 40s. They had some hot single moms, and I was talking to one of them for a while. Her ass was insane. They were taking more shots, and I took a few too this time. I switched to Johnny Walker Black on the rocks, and I was hoping to bang this MILF. My mom was flirting with a few guys, closer to her age, and then I saw her off talking to some dudes that look younger than me. They bought her some shots too. And I saw her make out with one of them. She was enjoying herself, dancing with guys and girls, and grabbing everyone's ass. One chick she was dancing with even grabbed my mom's tits, and she might have flashed people. I was too far away to really see. Things were getting wild, and I was getting tossed up. At some point, I was getting more drinks at the bar, and I saw my mom walking and dancing, and she slipped and fell on her ass. I could see from the look on her face, she wasn't happy. I closed our tab at the bar and went over to her, where a bunch of people were already helping her. She wasn't terribly hurt, but it killed her buzz, ended her fun. She had a red mark on her ass cheek, but she was fine. She was wasted though, that was without a doubt. We chilled in the pool and then on the loungers for a while and ate some bar food. She drank some water, but also took more shots. The party must go on. We made plans to meet up with everyone that we were partying with at the pool, at the club that night. But we never made it to the club. Eventually we managed to get back to the room and shower. I showered first, and when I came out, my mom was on the floor, trying to undress herself, like a mental patient, in a straight jacket. I'm sorry, but it was hilarious. I was fucked up, but I was functional. Looking back, she might have had something slipped in her drink. Or it was the plethora of never-ending shots. She was all tangled up in her cover-up, and she was a mess. I asked if she needed help, and she was helpless. She said she needs to pee, so I urgently helped her untangle as she shuffled towards the bathroom. As I got her cover-up off of her, her one tit was totally out. She sat on the toilet, and I left, closing the door behind me. I was in a towel, and I managed to get my underwear on, boxer briefs in case you're wondering, and then I heard a thump. I asked if she was okay, and she told me she needs help. I walked in, and she was sitting on the shower floor, completely naked. She looked up to me, with shame and embarrassment in her eyes, and told me that she couldn't stand up. I'm too drunk to stand. I don't think I'm going to make it to the club. She said, in a whiny, drunk voice. I need you to hold me up. Help me shower. She managed to say, slurring her words. I asked if she was serious, and she said that one day, I'm going to have to clean her ass and give her sponge baths, like she did to me when I was a baby. And then she said, and the view isn't getting any better than this. As she pointed to her tits and then pointed to the rest of her body. We laughed, and it broke up the awkwardness and kinda left me with no rebuttal. I helped her stand up and held her by her elbows to keep her balance. she put body wash on her loofah and started rubbing her neck, tits, and stomach. I let go, and she washed her pussy and ass. I let go of her, but my hands were still out, in case she lost balance. She did, and I caught her. She grabbed me, bringing me partly into the shower, getting my underwear wet. The feel of her soft, wet skin against mine was alluring. In my defense, both of us were wasted. She regained her balance, and my boner pushed against her leg. Then, after 30 seconds or so, she quickly fell to the floor of the shower. Too quick for me to catch her. When she hit the floor, I could tell she did it on purpose. She softly sat, Indian style, and began rubbing the loofah on her pussy. I was shocked, and I'm sure she knew that by the look on my face. She moaned that she was so horny, and that it felt so good. She looked at me, with the same shameful eyes, and told me that she felt my boner. She told me to jerk it. It was clearly pitching a tent in my underwear, so I couldn't hide it, or deny it. I took it out, and started stroking it. She threw the loofah, opened her legs, and I saw her rubbing circles around her clit with one hand, while squeezing her tits with the other hand. I jerked my raging hard cock until I exploded into the running water of the shower. My mom moaned like a porn star, apparently giving herself a screaming orgasm. I cleaned up and went down to play some poker. I could not stay in that room after that. My mom passed out in the master bedroom, and I returned to the spare room. The next morning, she woke me up by coming into my bed, still naked. She apologized and told me that what we did was wrong. And it was her fault. I told her it was both of our fault, and it was definitely wrong. She smiled and said good. No hard feelings, and winked at me. Then she walked out of the room, butt, ass, naked. I'd be lying if I didn't say, she looked fine as fuck. We went out for lunch, and she took a cab to the airport. As sick as it was, I hope my mom had a happy birthday. And just when I thought I was jaded by sex and kinks, I had one of the kinkiest experiences of my life. Fucking Lord Almighty.